Fruits of Friendship by Don Nicholas. As I sit in my cozy study, surrounded by the warmth of crackling fire, I find myself reflecting on the many blessings that fill my life. Among them, the friendships nurtured within the vibrant walls of Santa's garden stand out like twinkling stars against a wintry night sky. You see, dear readers, in Santa's garden, friendship blossoms alongside the most delightful fruits. It's not just about tending to the plants or harvesting the bounty. It's about the shared laughter, the moments of camaraderie, and the joy of giving. One particularly frosty morning, as the sun peeked over the horizon, I strolled through the garden, marveling at the plump, ripe fruits dangling from the branches. It was then that I realized the true essence of our garden. It wasn't merely about the plants, but about the connections they fostered. With a twinkle in my eye, I summoned Mary, my ever-cheerful gardening elf, and together we set out to gather the sweetest fruits the garden had to offer. As we plucked each succulent treasure, I couldn't help but reminisce about the dear friends who had graced our lives with their presence. From the crisp apples that reminded me of my old friend, Jack Frost, to the juicy oranges that brought to mind the sunny disposition of the Easter Bunny, each fruit held a memory, a cherished moment shared with those I held dear. With baskets brimming with nature's bounty, Mary and I retreated to the cozy confines of Mrs. Claus's kitchen, where the fragrant scent of cinnamon and sugar danced in the air. Together, we transformed the fruits into exquisite preserves, each jar infused with the spirit of friendship and love. As the jars cooled on the windowsill, I couldn't help but feel a sense of contentment wash over me. For in that moment, surrounded by the fruits of friendship, I knew that the bonds we forged in Santa's garden would endure for eternity. And so, dear readers, as you embark on your own gardening adventures, I urge you to remember the true magic of the garden. It's not just about the fruits it bears, but about the friendships it cultivates along the way. So, plant your seeds with love, tend to them with care, and watch as the bonds of friendship flourish like the most beautiful blooms in Santa's garden. With a hearty chuckle and a twinkle in my eye, I bid you farewell, dear readers, until we meet again amidst the wonders of Santa's garden. May your hearts be as full as your baskets, and may the spirit of friendship guide you on your merry way.